This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, do you guys, you know when you see on Facebook when you're scrolling through, somebody will post about a loved one that is lost? You know, it's like, oh, you know, earlier today, my sweet Aunt Bessie earned her heavenly angel wings and flew over to the other side. And I don't know if this is, it's because I took one journalism class in college, but it drives me batty. Like, why can't people just say somebody died? It's like, that's a taboo thing to say. It's like, my sweet Aunt Bessie died this morning. It's like people will come up with different ways to say somebody has died, like it's a bad thing. Am I nuts? Do you pick up on this? You'll even see it in obits sometime. Like, oh, poor old Uncle Charlie.
His time on this earth ended over the weekend.
Yeah,
it kind of bothers me,
the
too.
The angels swooped down and carried him over the bridge.
I think that's beautiful.
Really?
I am one of those people that would absolutely do that. I don't know, especially if it's a loved one or a friend, like, hey, they died. That just doesn't seem enough. You want to feel like they are doing these wonderful things now.
Okay.
Right? That they've gotten these wings and they're in a better place.
But
and
can't you accomplish that in the next sentence? You know what I mean? Because in journalism class, the one class I took in college, we had to write our own obits. Like, that was an exercise, and I want to say, like, a test 1 week. And I don't know, maybe it was that teacher that was like, no, just, it's journalism. Say they died. There's nothing wrong with saying somebody died. It's not rude. It's not disrespectful.
It all began when we started using the phrase, passed away.
Yeah.
You know, that's when it started. And then people decided to make it flowery and... But I agree with you, actually, Newman. You know, you can say, my uncle died last week, and here's why he was great, and then tell all that stuff.
Thing is journalism is you want just the facts, right? Journalism, you break it down, just the facts.
Yeah.
An obit isn't... You
he
want
died.
It. Yeah.
He survived by...
Yes.
We're burying him at...
X time.
It's the who, what, when, where. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll give
Here's
you that.
Here's where you send the flowers. Yeah. No, I'm totally guilty of that. That, you know, went to meet the Lord on this day,
exactly.
And then I do this Bible passage, and
right. Well, okay, when you put it that way, I see it. Just make me this promise. When I die, I just want two words.
He did.
He did. That's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.